I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. Train. How many of you have seen train? You've seen train? The train, the head, and the coach, are they together? Are they together? Anywhere the head goes, the coach goes. Jesus is the head of the church. You are the coach. So the Bible said, anywhere Christ is now, that's where you are now. I come again. You say, okay, Christ is in heaven. Am I in heaven? Am I not sitting down on white chair? Huh? Heaven is not physical, heaven is spiritual. Did you see blood the day you gave your life for your head? Did you see anywhere the poor blood? Blood of Jesus on your head. Why do you believe you are born again? Faith. Simple faith. The moment you catch the word and believe it, that it cannot be altered, that I sit in heaven, Satan will leave you alone. The Bible said we are seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. Ephesians 1, 19 to 21. So where you are, Satan cannot come. Now, I come with simple illustration. You are sleeping in the night, and Satan comes to your ear. I am Satan. And then tonight, I'm going to heaven to fight. How many will get up to pray? You pray? Why? Why? It cannot go to heaven? You are sure it's not in heaven? I mean, I'm sure Satan is not in heaven. And he comes to tell you, I am going to heaven this night to fight with God. How many will bother themselves? You are sure? Why? Because you know, as you know, and know that Satan can never go to hell. Where are you seated? Where are you seated? Why are you expecting that Satan will come to you? You just stay like this, you begin to expect him to come. So Satan has been worrying our family. Which family do you belong to? You no longer belong to the family of your biological background. You belong to a new family. That which is born of God is God. And that which is born of man is man. So far, I said, you must be born again. Okay, I come again. If any man be in Christ, creature, to create means a new thing. A new thing? Are you a new thing? Are you a new thing? Did your nose change? No. But God recreated you from the human spirit to his own spirit. So the spirit you have now is the spirit of God, and the spirit of God dwells in heavenly places. So you are in heavenly places, and Satan is also a spirit. So it's in the spirit the war is done. When Satan knows that you know that you belong to the heavenly places, he leaves you alone. If you don't know that in your consciousness, you can't win in the physical. Your victory over the devil starts with your consciousness of your new status. A general puts on a shirt, for instance, with his lawn tennis racket, and walks in the barracks, and the military junior officer with his arm to teach, when he sees the general on shirt, what happens? He says, Moisa. Why will he say Moisa to a man on shirt? No, come again. I come again. Hold it. This man is on shirt. And general man is armed with a uniform. And he sees a general in the barracks. And he says, Moisa. Why will a man fully armed say to a man on shirt, Moisa? Why? I come again. Why? Huh? Because of his rank? You are not getting it. He's not wearing rank. Wait. Get me clear. This, hold it. The general is not putting on uniform. He's on a lawn tennis shirt. White t-shirt, white shirt. And then the military junior officer is fully armed with all his gadgets, with his gun, and he sees a man on shirt. I say, Moisa. Why? The general is conscious of his position. So when the junior officer saw him, because he's conscious, he even when he's talking, he said, oh, Moisa, when you are conscious of who you are in Christ, Satan sees you and says, Moisa. It is not in the uniform, it's in the person. So it is not just I'm born again. It's in your consciousness of who you are in Christ. That's where deliverance starts. That's why God had to bring a consciousness to Moses first. Say, see, understand who you are now until you understand that you can't molest Pharaoh. You cannot have victory over the devil until you know who you are and what you are what. So here. Every satanic assault over you comes to an end today. Yes. Say with me, every satanic assault in my life is illegal. Yes. If Satan can disprove that Jesus came out of the grave, then he can disprove what you're saying. But if he cannot, he can't challenge your authority. But why is it not working in people's life? You preach every day, you tell them you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, yet they come back, they say, Pastor, you don't know what is happening to our family. When you know God's word, you don't panic. What you know does not panic you. Now listen, let me tell you something. Some of you, when you come and say, no, my grandfather was poor, my father was poor, our family has been poor, now I want to do a family deliverance, we are all poor. Some of you do that, is not so? Come again. I want six people, male and female, six. Or three, it's okay. Just line up, face me. Face the congregation. Just one line. Now, look at this. All these people came from one family. Were they Igwe family? This man happens to be the grandfather. He was poor. Gave birth to her, poor. Gave birth to this one, poor. The whole lineage, poor. I'm coming. I'm trying something to listen. Now, this is the Grace family. And then, all of a sudden, this young lady became born again. That man, all of them, the generations are past. Just picture it. They got to her from the Grace family. And she comes to a pastor. The way some of you say the pastor, from the history of our lineage, nobody has ever been rich. I want you to conduct deliverance for me so that I will not be a part of this poverty. A pastor now gives her 70 days for deliverance. Both the pastor and her are ignorant. This is what happens. The moment she, this is a new, my wife, just stand up. Let me just give you an illustration. Now, stand and face it. Now, this, I'm just using the humor to get a picture. This is the family of Christ. Christ stands here.
You can't see him, but by faith. Now, Christ said, we are together with him. Where? In John chapter 3, he said, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. When this young lady now said, Jesus, accept you as my Lord and personal Savior, she shifted from this Igwe's family to this family. If poverty ran through this lineage, in this lineage, there's no poverty. Because Christ has destroyed poverty. And he said, through the blessings of Christ, we'll connect to that of Abraham. Now, through Christ, we'll connect to the blessings of Abraham. In this family, what we have is wealth. So she does not need deliverance. She has been delivered by being born again. Just by that knowledge, she does not need special prayers. All she needs is to walk in that consciousness. But somebody is going somewhere to do deliverance, not knowing that there's a shift by being born again. I mean, understand what I'm saying? So deliverance is not in prayers. Deliverance is in knowledge. Now, if these people are to be alive, all of them, assuming, alive, and each one in the family comes to this line, he too is out of what happens there. If all of them join here, everybody in that family becomes born again, the their lineage begin to enjoy the blessings of God. So they don't need any special deliverance. What they need is a shift to be born again. And if you are born again, to walk in the consciousness of who you are. What Satan does is to talk to you that the word of God is too simple to believe. But every time he speaks, tell him, Satan, God cannot utter his word. So whatever he says is what he means. I mean, understand now. God means what he says. And he says what he means. So any day sinner trying to tell him, Satan, God said he cannot tell his word, so what you have said is not correct. But if you don't know the Bible, he can toy with you. That's why knowledge is very important. So deliverance is not somebody shouting on your head, lose your hold, lose your hold. Deliverance is knowing the truth.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lot more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Glory to God. There are things that will make the word of God powerful to guarantee your deliverance. Because most times we know the word, but the word is not producing because the things that will make the word produce are not working in us. Are you getting what I'm saying? Many of us know the word. For instance, somebody is sick. He knows that himself took my infirmities, can bring him out. But that word he knows is not producing because the necessary things that will make the word produce are not there. I mean, understand what I'm saying? Many of us know the scriptures to bring us out. But the scriptures we know, they are not working for our deliverance because the necessary things to make the word work, they are not. Number one thing that will make God's word work is faith. It's what? It's faith. Faith That you have a current in your house does not mean there will be light until you turn on the switch. God's word you have will not produce light until you turn on the switch. The switch is the faith. There's light, yes, but the switch is what brings light on. So faith is what makes the word to work. I mean, understand what I'm saying here. Faith is standing on the integrity of his word. Faith is the living force embedded in the Bible to effect your deliverance. Whatsoever is born of God, overcome the world, is the victory, overcome the world, even our faith. Faith is a display of confidence in God and his word until your desired result is obtained. Faith is partnering with the invisible God to do the impossible. Faith in the word, not if the word will not produce until you have faith in the word. Then God will be committed to deliver. I mean, understand what I'm saying now. I mean, understand what I'm saying. You have to have faith is unshaking belief that God who spoke cannot lie. Let me use a paraphrase. That God, when he says a thing, he means what he says. That's faith. Faith is irrespective of the contradicting circumstance that I stand on the integrity of the one who spoke, because he's not a man that he should lie. That's faith. Faith is, Lord, anything you say, I don't doubt it. Am I talking to somebody here? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's faith. That's what? Without faith, you can't be delivered. God's word does not work for many people because even when they know the scriptures, they don't back the scripture with faith. Deliverance comes when you stand on the integrity of what? Faith is engaging the word of God in order to enforce the delivery of your desire. Now, let me put it from Abraham's point. Faith is being fully persuaded of the truth, the prevailing circumstance notwithstanding, until the truth triumphs. Faith is what? Being fully what? Persuaded of the truth. Faith is not a make-believe thing. Faith is standing on the integrity of God's word. That no matter what happens, you don't panic. You see where God will deliver you. Many of us know the word, but we don't have faith in the word. So God cannot deliver you. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego said, if we perish, we perish. We have faith in God's word. God said, if you throw us in the fire, he will be with us. Throw us there. You will see how he will deliver us. Did God deliver them? Yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? First and foremost, deliverance is locating the word. After you locate the word, you stand in faith. You commit God to perform. Another thing that makes the word to bring deliverance is spirit. Is what? After faith is spirit. Is what? It said the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are what? The word of God is the carrier of the spirit of God. So when you receive his word, his spirit comes on you. That's to say, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God shall lift up a standard. In the word of God lies the Spirit of God that raises a standard against the enemy. So when God's word enters you, and something wants to attack you, the Spirit of God in the world will now begin to stop the evil. That's where deliverance comes. Now I come again. Listen. Take God's word. We to understand that God's word is spirit. Is what? He said, the words I speak to John 6:63, they are spirit and they are what? Life. And Isaiah 59 verse 19 said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. Now God is saying, when you put God's word inside you with that understanding, and anything wants to attack you, the word of God will lift up a standard against that thing. I don't understand what I'm saying. You understand it? So, one, if God's word must bring deliverance, you must have what? Faith. Two, you must know God's word is what? Spirit. Number three, God's word has life. Has what? In John chapter 1, 4 and 5, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended not. Inside the word is eternal life. When it is received, eternal life is infused. We swallow up all entirety of your body. Now, if a man wants to destroy cancer, he wants to be delivered from sickness, let him know that God's word is what? Life is what? John chapter 1, 4 and 5. God's word is what? So when I take in God's word, what am I taking in? Life. So when I take in life, it will destroy death. It will destroy cancer. It will destroy HIV. It will destroy. So with that understanding, I take God's word, then I'll be delivered from anything contrary to life. Every time you're taking God's word, know that God's word is what? Life. That's why you look at somebody and say, by stripes you are healed. You are giving life to the organ that has died. He said, now we command your kidneys to receive life. The word of God goes there to give life to the dead kidneys. The word is life. Hello. And finally, the word is light. Is what? God is light. And in him there is no darkness. 1 John 1:5. God is light. Not was light. Is light. And in God there's no darkness at all. And the entrance of his word giveth light. Do you want to live a victorious life without any devil? Pump the word into you. You will illuminate the environment. You will just possess so much light that darkness can't come near you. Now listen. There are people who cast out demons. There are those who demons run from. There are those who say, demon, leave me, leave me. And there are those who demons say, have you come to torment me? When you are loaded with God's word, light will be too much that devils will see you are wrong. Even when you are sleeping, you can't have nightmare. Possess light. Possess what? Light. Sit down with the word. Our problem is we don't want to pay the price. We want something, somebody push you, you fall down. You have been pushing you since all these years. Have you been falling down and getting up? Not just have. Go for light. You see how cheap the devil is. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
You release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi, The Power of Small Beginning, Miracle Hands, Living Without Financial Pressure, The Prosperous Family, How to Hear from God, How Faith Works, Unlimited Success, Recovering Your Inheritance, Releasing Your Destiny, Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and lot more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books.
To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.